Episode 9 of the Big Paul Harrison Weight Loss Podcast. Red face on you today, mate.
Just a bit, yeah. I think that was the most intense session to date.
But you enjoyed it?
Perversely, yes.
I've got some videos which we'll upload later of you swearing at us, calling us very nasty names. Do you want to apologise to me and Chris now you've realised that we're actually helping you?
I can apologise, yeah. It didn't get off to a great start when he's trying to take photos of me having a piss earlier. So
that video will also be put online.
But yeah, I do apologise for my language, but I do think it was justified.
Talk us through your outfit. You were, of course, wearing an Indian cricket top today.
I am, yeah. Somehow found after the World 2020.
Stolen. Stolen from the stock, probably.
Left on Lady Bay's training ground. And I tried to retrieve it and give it back to its rightful owner, but they disappeared.
It's about five times bigger than what Tendulkar would wear, so I don't think it's a player's one. I think he stole that.
I think it's possibly Zahir Khan, and he's more injured than me.
One of the targets burning this will be for you to do justice to that top, which is currently bursting at the non-existent seams. How would you sum up this week? It's been a little bit difficult. You've missed a couple of sessions while you've been away, but we're going to have a really intense end to the week, aren't we?
Well, you two seem to think I've missed sessions. They're just in a different order. Plus, last week I volunteered to do an extra one, and now I'm getting grief because you think I'm down one, where I'm not.
Very negative what was coming out of his mouth today, Chris. How are we going to raise his spirits a bit?
Well, I think I just need to keep referring to this as Operation Hashtag Micropenis. And while he moans that he's not eating any food that he wants, we've just got a thing of the light at the end of the tunnel, and that is first sex in a decade.
We spoke as well about the principle of him eating to live rather than living to eat, which is a concept you're struggling to grasp.
Can't quite get my head around that, yeah. It's a big struggle. But I am working on it. And once again, thanks to Chris for making my dinner last night while I was at Trent Bridge for an 8-hour shift. And I didn't cheat. I successfully ate my chicken salad wraps.
Let's introduce another key character in your life, Dava. The Liverpool kid often pops around, stays around your house. You claim that those club biscuits on your side were planted there by him.
Yeah, he left them after his last visit. Luckily for me, you two came round and confiscated them before I had a chance to have any. He did text me last night and asked me to bring biscuits in, but I told him where to get off.
I also confiscated a DVD called Electric Blue.
Well, it wouldn't have been mine.
And another little gesture we left you, we set your alarm, hoping you'd motivate you to get up for a jog, but it didn't.
What was that?
My wake-up call.
Oh, yeah, that's very kind of you. Yeah, when you went around my house to get a change of clothes, and somebody changed the alarm clock, so I was rudely awakened at 5 in the morning.